Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Most of you probably remember the story of Doubting Thomas, the apostle who wasn't there the first time Jesus appeared to the other apostles after his resurrection. They assured him that they had seen the risen Lord, but Thomas wanted proof. He said that unless he saw for himself, unless he himself touched the places where the nails had pierced, he wouldn't believe. So the Lord gave Thomas that chance. He appeared again in the same place, and this time Thomas was there. Jesus showed him his wounds, and he invited him to touch them. And he said, "Doubt no longer, but believe." And Thomas switches on a dime. Then and there, he gives the most explicit affirmation of our Lord's divinity expressed by any character in the Gospels. He says, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus says these words, "Have you come to believe because you have seen? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Thomas Doubt is one of the clearest cases of God bringing good out of human weakness. It's incredibly consoling to us, thousands of years later, to realize that the apostles weren't a bunch of gullible, superstitious people ready to believe any random supernatural report. In fact, as Saint Gregory the Great says, we owe the strength of our belief more to Thomas's doubt than to the other apostles' faith. It was precisely Thomas's doubt that does the most to put our doubts to rest. Thomas proves that the people who witnessed Christ's miracles and his resurrection were just as skeptical and slow to believe without proof as we are. So, if even Thomas, even the most belief-resistant of the apostles, was convinced, then there's no reason for us not to be. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Nonetheless, Thomas' doubt was a failing. God may have turned it to our benefit, but Jesus makes it clear that it would have been better for Thomas if he had believed before having seen. Thomas was less blessed because he only believed after having seen. But that seems sort of strange, doesn't it? After all, what's wrong with seeing? What's wrong with evidence? Isn't it a virtue to refrain from judgment until you can consider the evidence for yourself? Actually, the point isn't that vision is bad or that evidence is bad. The point Jesus is making is that certain kinds of seeing and certain kinds of evidence are higher than others. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. A lot of kids, for a long time, need to count on their fingers to do basic addition. You say to the kid, hey, what's 7 plus 7? And then you wait while they do that little counting trick, and then eventually they look up and say, 7 plus 7 is 14. And you might say to that little kid, you believe that 7 plus 7 is 14 because you have counted on your fingers. Blessed are they who believe that 7 plus 7 is 14 without counting on their fingers. And the kid would say, huh? Because if you still need to count on your fingers to have sufficient evidence to know what 7 plus 7 is, it means your knowledge of addition is still pretty imperfect. there's a more perfect vision, a better way of seeing instantly that 7 plus 7 equals 14, and you don't need proof by your fingers. You just see that it's true. That's what faith is. It's a more perfect knowledge, one that doesn't always have to test things by running experiments. It's a real knowledge that sees the ultimate truths directly, immediately. Those with that kind of faith are the ones Jesus says are blessed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery, the gift of faith, of that higher vision, that clear, more mature perception into the ultimate truths, that vision, that belief, is ultimately the gift of God. It's a way of seeing that what is most beautiful and most good is also what is most true. It's a way of recognizing that God has spoken and that God is trustworthy, and so God must be believed. This is God's gift, and only He can give it, and only He can cause it to grow within us. But step one is to recognize our own limitations. It's to not grow too proud in our own opinions and our own views. It's to recognize that other people are often right and we're often wrong. When we recognize our own tendency to err and confusion, we will be that much more hungry for God's grace and truth and clarity. And we will ask God for the gift of faith, and He will give it. And then we will be truly blessed because we will see. We will see the whole spiritual panorama of God's program. And we will see, as God Himself sees, because we believe. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, this was really a meditation on the virtue of faith.
Yeah.
If I were, would it be wrong of me to ask you, what is the virtue of faith? What is the definition of faith?
To believe in something that you can't know? Is that...
You're close.
It's such a complicated... not that the concept is complicated, but I know that there are a million theological tripwires that I can't see. To, like, the belief in something that you can't see with your own eyes, you can't understand by you fill me in here.
You're really close. Faith is this: Jesus reveals things, tells us things that we don't have firsthand knowledge about, things that we couldn't know on our own, but we believe him because we believe he's God, and we believe he's God because he rose from the dead. But we not only believe what he tells us, we put that knowledge into action. We live it. So faith has three parts. It's that Jesus tells us things we couldn't know on our own. And because he told us, we now share in his knowledge. It's real knowledge. So imagine God comes and he tells you things that he knows that you couldn't know on your own. You now share in his knowledge. So God comes and reveals his knowledge to you. And you say, wow, I believe you because I believe you're God. And third, I'll do it. I'll put it into practice. So it's real knowledge. And it's actually a higher knowledge than anything else. It's a more real knowledge because it comes straight from God.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I wasn't trying to trip you up. But I find, or I think, or I wonder if people have kind of a misconception about what faith is. And I think it's very important to just clear it up.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. I think I've heard it defined like a million times and I still can't always grasp it or explain it myself.
Well, let's say I met your mother at her brother's wedding reception.
Mm-hmm.
Were you there?
No.
No. Do you believe me? Do you believe me?
Maybe I don't.
That's an option.
I do believe you. I do believe that story.
Yeah. You believe that piece of information I just gave you, mm-hmm. though you have no way of verifying it.
Mm-hmm.
But why in the world do you believe me?
Now I'm starting to doubt.
On some level, you trust me.
Yeah.
And I have no reason to.
Mm-hmm. Because I know you.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, excellent.
I was thinking about this as I feel like this specific kind of trust, it's not even that Jesus believes that anyone should, when anyone speaks, you should just trust them without question, but it's really a virtue that is tied more closely to love than I think we normally think.
Certainly love and trust.
It's when you know someone well, trust is just natural.
Exactly.
If there was a huge scandal and I was being sued or something and some of my friends were like, well, you couldn't have done that, so I'm still here. That's a different kind of friendship than someone who's like, well, I'll wait until I know how everything shakes out.
Yes.
And the lawyers have their field day and then I'll decide whether or not I yes. trust you. But a good friend of mine would say, well, I know Teresa really well and that doesn't line up with her character. And that kind of knowledge of each other is part of love.
Exactly. So well stated. This is why if we want to grow in the virtue of faith, one of the best ways is first, spend time getting to know Jesus better. And the more that you know him, the more you'll trust what he reveals, all that he's revealed. And that's why it's so important for us to spend this time in meditation on the Word of God in the Rosary every day, because this is how we get to know him so that we can trust him so we can have a greater faith. But now we go back to our friend, the Apostle James, from a couple of days ago, where he said, it's not enough to we have to be doers of the word and not just hearers.
It'd be like if that friend came to me after and said, well, I never doubted you. But if I was like, but where were you?
Exactly. We have to. It's not enough to say, I believe. We have to put what he said into practice. We have to live it. Otherwise, we didn't believe in the first place. So let's be humble enough. I mean, okay, here's our resolution. Let's be humble enough to realize we don't know everything.
I certainly don't.
Certainly in relation to God, but even with other people, we don't see everything. Be humble enough to learn from others. Secondly, if we want to grow in the virtue of faith, then we need to spend time with Jesus learning what he's revealed. And the best way to do that is daily meditation. That's the main practice we need to keep up in the Easter season, our commitment to daily meditation. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.